Yeah, I think the big thing for them is it feels like it changes every week. You know, they've played every team this year a little bit differently. And so we got to be prepared for all the different things that they've done this year. And so we figure we'll get a specific plan too. So there's a lot that we got to be ready for.
Belichick is known for stopping what he thinks is the strength of your offense. AJ is probably going to get a lot of attention again, I would assume.
Yeah, you know, everybody, you know, AJ is a big part of our offense. So, and we kind of assume that they're going to do something to try to take him away. And so, you know, we got to be prepared for all the different ways that they're going to do that and, you know, get matchups with the other guys.
For four games, where do you feel like this offense is, Andy?
There's still lots of room for improvement. I think, you know, we haven't played to our potential yet. We've done some good things, and we've done some things that have hurt us. So I think the biggest thing is we've just got to keep getting better, and, you know, I expect that, you know, especially this week.
Jay mentioned a couple of days ago still trying to find an identity. Do you agree, still trying to find an identity offensively?
Yeah, I think if we could just be more consistent with what we're doing, it would, you know, help with that. So, you know, this is a big week for us. We're facing a really good team, and so we got to come out and we got to play our best.
The great defensive coordinator is Belichick Zimmer. You know, I think you said they take away what you do best. But what do you guys do best?
Yeah, I think there's a lot that you know we've done well. Kind of like what you said, AJ is a big part of our offense, but you know, he's not the only guy that's been making plays for us. So we're expecting for them to double AJ and make other guys make plays, and so we'll kind of go from there. I think the biggest thing is we got to be able to adjust on the sideline once we see what they're doing, and go from there.
Well, the went out fairly early in the last game, so you did see some snaps without the big horse in there. How different do they look without him in there up front?
Well, I mean, he's so good that that's a tough loss for them. So. We expect them to be a little bit different, but the guys that came in and played, he's played well.
The lead looks like another tough matchup at corner with how he's played so far.
Yeah, he's done a good job. I think I saw somewhere he's leading the league in picks or tied for the lead in picks, and so he's done some really good things. So we got to be at our best. We expect him to probably follow AJ a little bit and. Like I said last week, we like AJ on whoever's out there.
Something that you can pride yourself on and something you want to do is you want to get better every time you step on the field. How much was your confidence shaken after what happened Sunday in that climb to get better?
My confidence I haven't lost any confidence. Obviously there's times where we didn't play well, and last week was a good example, but we've got so many good guys on this team, so many, so much talent that, I haven't lost any confidence at all.
Did it surprise you that the offense would have a game like that after, OTAs and preseason, three games into it?
Yeah, we expect to be better, and, you got to be do whatever it takes to win games, and for us, we didn't do that last week. It's unfortunate. If we would have played better, I mean, the game could have been completely different, but that wasn't the case, and so we got to move on from that and come out and play a lot better this week.
When something like last week does occur, there's a myriad of things that go right. It's never just one thing, it's a bunch of things, and it's different things every play. But was there any one thing that was the biggest problem in terms of lack of execution?
No, I think we, for us, we'd pick up a big first down or, we'd be moving and then we'd have a play that would stop us either with a penalty or, just whatever the case was. And so, that rhythm kind of got shaken a little bit. And so I think that's just what hurt us. Yeah, I mean, it's fun to play these quarterbacks. been so successful in the league and some of the best to ever play the game. And so it kind of goes back to, when we were playing, Rodgers a couple weeks ago. It's, their offense can score at any time just because of the guy that they have back, leading that offense. So, but we got to come out and play. I mean, I think it's the biggest thing. We got to take advantage of every possession we have and, go down and get points. Yeah, I think for him, just with the stuff that he does at the line, some of the, just making the checks, and also with kind of the route combinations, seeing what he likes and different things like that, getting the ball out of his hands quick. I think that's one of the things. They run so many of these option routes and things like that. He gets the ball out of his hands quick, gets it, accurate throws, and a lot of run after the catch, which is good. And he's just got full control of that offense. The biggest thing with social media these days is anybody can say whatever they want and have no consequences for it. And so you can't listen to all that stuff. You can't read into all that stuff because, honestly, they'd have no idea what went on. Obviously, as a fan, you want everybody to be saying positive things about you, but if you don't win a game, then someone's going to be saying something negative. It's just the way the world is today. But you can't worry about that. Social media can be a really good thing, can also be a bad thing at times. So, you can't read into what everybody's saying.
Is it hard as a quarterback to avoid hearing criticism, even just around town or wherever you are? Is it hard to avoid stuff like that? Or
It just kind of depends. I mean, if you want to watch all the shows, watch the everybody talk about games that have gone on. I mean, you can listen to it, but if you don't want to, don't watch the shows. Don't read the paper. Don't read what's on the internet. I mean, you can avoid as much as you want. And I think that's what I'm sure that's what Matt was trying to do. Just I don't want to even have, if he played well, I bet you it's the same people saying a bunch of good stuff about him. But just happened to be after a loss and after a play that hurt him in the game. So. It's everybody can do whatever you want. I'm sure he wasn't active on social media anyway, so it's not that big of a deal.
Did you read the paper? Did you read the internet?
I don't read much, no. Good or bad.
Do you think one of your main attributes is tough-mindedness?
Yeah, I think so. I think ever since I've been playing the game, is when things haven't gone right, I feel like I've bounced back. Pretty quickly and bounced back and done some really good things. So I expect that going into this week.
Like 50 targets for AJ through the first 4 weeks, which is second most in the league, but really haven't been able to get anything deep on him the last 3 games. How do you change that?
I think that's what teams are trying to take away. Teams are, he's so good when, we have some of these deeper throws, deeper routes, and when the ball's in the air. So teams are trying to take it away. So we've got to find ways to, when we do get our chances, to hit them. And I think that's the biggest thing is, even with the adjustments what teams are doing, we've got to find ways to still take our shots with them. Well, it just kind of depends. You don't want to be forcing the ball to him, but you want him to get, you want to get him his chances in the game because he can make a big impact in the game. So you got to know when you can take your chances with him and, when to move on and go to the other guys.
You tried doing that with Sanu and Marvin because you did have the one deep pass to Sanu that did get the pass interference call for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's different guys. We want to, take advantage of them. So it just kind of depends, what's going on.
So Marvin talked about running the ball, about getting kind of recommitted in the running game. How much do you think that's kind of getting away from that the last couple of weeks, like after the Pittsburgh game?
you know, I think it just kind of depends on how the game's going. Obviously we want to run the ball well. If that's what the plan is going to be going in, then I'm sure that, I mean, that'll happen. We'll run the ball more than we had the last couple games, but it just kind of depends on how the game's going though. Yeah, I think, watching some of these games, watching the game on Sunday night, I think Brady ran the ball, I think, every play on one series and threw a touchdown pass at the last play. So, I think, if you can run the ball well, it definitely helps with the passing game and everything that goes on.
People say it's a passing league. The numbers would say it's a passing league, but I mean, it seems like the
teams that
win, I mean, do both.
Yeah, you got to be rounded. You never know. Some games... you might need to throw the ball more. Some games you need to run the ball more. If you can be as balanced as you can, you can win a lot of games.
Do